Friend, are you lacking victory in your life? Power? Fulfillment? The peace and presence of God? His joy? His comfort? Well, the question I have for you is, which way are you bending? Are you bending towards God, His Word, His will? Are you meditating on His law day and night? Or are you bending towards the world?
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Once again, thank you for coming back and joining us on Truth and Fact. We are in Psalm 1, and verse 2 says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord." I like that. "And in his law he meditates day and night." And so the word delight has the idea of to bend, also has the idea of being pliable, bending towards God, bending towards his will, bending towards his word, praise God. You know, what are the results of those who bend towards God? Well, Isaiah 58 says that it will cause us to ride upon the high places of the earth, and he will feed us with the heritage of Jacob. That is a great thing. See, the phrase riding upon, as I said yesterday, has the idea of to conquer or to experience victory. Friend, I've got good news, and that is as we bend towards him, as we bend towards his law, his word, and allow it to shape us, we will experience freedom from false worship, false teaching, false doctrine. We will see the errors of those things that do not line up with God's word. And discernment will once again begin to flow, and we will be fed upon the heritage of Jacob, praise God. Freedom and food, victory and victuals. Esau wanted the beans instead of the blessing. God said, "Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated." Why? Because Esau only cared about the beans. He sold his birthright. He only cared about the temporary things. He didn't care about the spiritual blessings. He wanted the material instead of the spiritual. My friend, we're also experiencing the same thing today. Many are hungry for the material. They want a word that feeds into their ego. They will not endure sound doctrine like the Laodiceans were rich and increased with goods. Folks, I don't want the beans, but I would rather have slices of truth that'll feed my soul in a dry time. I want the spiritual food that keeps my soul from evil and gives me blessed peace. I want his voice that steals the waters and calms the storms in my life. Well, how does this happen? Well, Psalm 1 and 2 says it all. "But his delight is in the law of the Lord." In other words, I am bent towards him. Listen to Psalm 37 and 4. "Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart." That's it. Bend towards him. You know, during the Welsh revival, the vast congregations would sing, "Bend me lower, lower down at Jesus' feet." There's no greater delight or pleasure than for us to bend towards him. You know, you might ask the question, why are my desires not given? Well, let me answer that with a question. Where is your delight? You might ask, why are my prayers not being answered? Well, let me answer that with another question. Where is your delight? Friend, we can be fed with the spiritual food that quickens and sustains as we are bent towards him, if we will only be pliable in his hands and allow him to adjust us to his way and his will. You know, there's a story about two ships that were on the ocean at midnight, heading straight toward each other. One signals to the other and says, "Adjust your course 10 degrees to the south. This is the captain." And a reply came back and said, "Adjust your course 10 degrees to the north. This is third class Seaman Jones." Well, the captain replied in anger, saying, "Adjust your course 10 degrees to the south. I am a battleship." The reply came back saying, "Sir, adjust your course 10 degrees to the north. I am a lighthouse." Oh, my friend, we must adjust to him. We must bend towards God, not God towards us. You'll never worship a God you can control or manipulate. He never changes. And as we bend and adjust towards him, he keeps us away from the rocks that would shipwreck our faith. But the question is, which way are you bending? Are you bending towards your desires or towards his desires?
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.